Radio.co.uk. Good afternoon, this is Leona Graham with Drive Time on Virgin Radio, soon to be Absolute Radio, and great songs for you next, including another absolute classic on the show this afternoon that you will love. First, at 4 o'clock, here's Tania Snuggs.
It's understood Kevin Keegan has been sacked as Newcastle boss and fans at St James's Park are not happy.
Devastated and frustrated, to be honest. We're still waiting for confirmation, but if it is true, it's got to be another black day at St James's Park. It's got to be a clash over transfers. He should have been in charge of who comes and who goes, and it doesn't look like that's been the case.
King Kev returned to the club for a second time less than 9 months ago. Discover more on this story at absoluteradio.co.uk. Next, Gordon Brown's being accused of using the property market to get his own house in order. A series of measures to boost the ailing sector have been announced, including scrapping stamp duty on homes worth less than £175,000 for 1 year. Police investigating the discovery of three bodies at a burnt-out mansion in Shropshire are due to update us on developments again shortly. The wife of millionaire businessman Chris Foster was shot in the head before the blaze. It's suspected the other two corpses are his and their teenage daughter Kirsty's. And a pilot's walked away with minor injuries after his light aircraft crash-landed upside down in North Wales. A local farmer helped the 56-year-old escape the plane after it experienced fuel problems and was taken to hospital. The weather mainly dry for England and Wales, showers elsewhere across the UK, lows of 7 Celsius.